We're talking now about health problems here in Australia, more specifically Australia's issue with obesity and some of the causes, or maybe some of the scapegoats. The Australian Beverage Council has announced a commitment to reduce its sugar use by 20% by 2025 to tackle or help tackle Australia's obesity problem. However, as this cut is calculated as an average across the industry's portfolio, there are concerns companies could get around it by simply adding more low kilojoule soft drinks or bottled water to their product line and keeping some of the other sugary drinks. Here to talk to us about some of the health implications that sugar has and the possible alternatives is Alice Bastable, a dietitian and campaign manager for Live Lighter at Cancer Council Victoria. Alice, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks very much for joining us on the program this morning. Looking at Australia's obesity problem, we know we have an obesity problem here in Australia. We know we have a health problem here in Australia. How much of an impact do sugary drinks, soft drinks, actually have on that health issue?
Well, we know that currently now sugary drinks are the largest contributor of added sugar to Australia's diet. They're very strongly correlated with extra weight gain, and they're completely unnecessary to our nutritional health.
What do you make of these calls by the Australia Beverages Council to cut sugar by 20% in their drinks by 2025? If we were to take them on the face value of it and say all the sugary drinks we currently consume would be going down by 20% in their sugar, the sugar intake we get from them, would that really be beneficial?
Well, I guess, firstly, it's good to point out that they're not actually going to do that, but just say they were going to reduce a can of Coke from having 10 spoons of sugar to 8, you're still exceeding what the World Health Organization recommends for your total sugar intake in one can of Coke, whether it has 10 teaspoons of sugar or 8. So really, it's not going to have a huge effect at all. What's in Coke, it's just sugar, there's no nutrients, and it's just not required as part of a healthy diet.
How do some of the diet soft drinks compare to their full sugar counterparts? Or even springs to mind the current Coke marketing ploy, the Coke No Sugar, which obviously it claims to have no sugar but still tastes the same as regular Coke. I imagine there's got to be something a little bit suspicious in that mix to make it still taste the same. So how do they actually compare?
Well, although these diet drinks options or lower sugar drink options have less sugar on the label and in the intake, they're actually associated with weight gain also. And we think this is because there's some interactions with the artificial sweeteners causing you to have an increased appetite and overeat. The diet drinks as well, often they have other things in them which can contribute to dental erosion as well. So at the end of the day, they're still associated with weight gain, and we'd recommend that people start drinking water instead of these diet drinks.
Yeah, what kind of recommendations is the Live Lighter campaign actually making for, well, I guess for Australians, but also for policymakers in terms of helping, you know, cut a few pounds out of Australians' diets?
Well, Live Lighter itself recommends that people get more active, improve their diet, reduce or cut out their intake of sugary drinks. And overall, with policy, we recommend things like a health levy on sugary drinks, restricting the advertising and marketing of these products, especially to children, and broader policy actions such as a national obesity strategy.
Is it an individual problem, or is it really something that can only be tackled at a policy level?
It's absolutely something that needs policy attention. The individual obviously is bombarded constantly by advertising, marketing, unhealthy environments that are going to cause them to become obese if they're not too careful. So it's definitely overwhelmingly policy that needs to be addressed here.
And for individuals trying to cut down on the sugary drinks, I mean, these things are addictive. They are quite addictive, probably as addictive as a lot of other substances we control a lot more tightly. What kind of recommendations, what kind of advice do you have for people that are looking to cut down on sugar?
Well, I think just having an awareness that they can increase your cravings to continue drinking them. So just cutting down quite slowly. Considering, you know, halving the amount initially, going to lower sugar drinks alternatively, and then eventually weaning down to flavoured soda waters and water, or just using water with some lemon in it for that flavour.
Definitely a key concern for a lot of people. Alice, thank you very much. Really do appreciate your time.
Yeah, not a worry. Thanks very much.
That was Alice Bastable, dietitian and campaign manager for Live Liner at Cancer Council Victoria, speaking to us about a new pledge to reduce sugar in Australian beverages. I might give you, I usually try to avoid sort of editorialising too much. Sometimes I don't succeed. But I'll give you a little tip on my own personal experience trying to cut down on sugary drinks and indeed cut down on alcohol. Flavoured tea. I really love the peppermint and ginger teas. You can find peppermint and ginger. I don't know, that's the one that hits the spot for me. But I feel like if you root around for a little while in some of these flavoured teas and the like, you might find one that kind of works for you. And like I said, I sort of started, using it maybe as a cut down for sugary drinks. But even now, I don't drink as much alcohol because I just really want peppermint and ginger tea. I don't know what it is about that one that works for me. I don't know if they have like sample packs. They should have sample packs of the various flavors so you can try a little bit of everything, see if something works for you. But that would be my advice. If you're looking to cut down on sugary drinks and the like, try a flavored tea. Try a nice, decent tea and maybe find one that works for you.